Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hi, I'm Brenton.
And I'm Kusei.
And thanks for joining us. This time we've got an Artist of the Month episode. This time we're featuring Shizuka Kimura. So yeah, with that, let's get into the episode.
Shizuka Kimura, known by her maiden name Shizuka Kudo, was born in the city of Osaka on April 14, 1970. Her father was a chef and her mother was a hairdresser.
When she was in junior high school, she joined the Tohai Theatre Company, a children's theatre company and talent agency. While still in junior high, she participated in the third Miss 17 contest.
As a runner-up in the contest, she formed the 17 Club with two of the other runner-ups, and they made their record debut in 1985 with the single Suki Futari Tomo. But they disbanded shortly after that, after releasing only two singles.
In the following year, when she entered high school, Shizuka passed the audition on a Fuji TV show and became the 38th member of an idol group called the Onyanko Club. She was in the club for a year before they disbanded, though she continued to do work as an idol until the group stopped their activities in 1988.
Shizuka made her solo debut in August of 1987, topping the charts as she did. She released new music every year until 2000, which included a run of 8 back-to-back number ones from 1988 to 1990, and 4 number one albums between 1988 and 1991.
In 2000, she married a member of the boy band SMAP, Takuya Kimura. They went on to have two daughters, professional flute player Kokomi and songwriter Mitsuki.
Along with her music, she's appeared in ads, films and television and radio shows.
Before we continue with our episode, we have an announcement. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and you're looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information. Moving on, our first song is Kimi ga Kureta Mono.
Yeah.
That was Kimi ga Kureta Mono, or What You Gave Me. This was Shizuka Kimura's first single in about 4 years. This was the longest gap at this point since her solo debut. The song released on the 17th of October 2012 as her 42nd single.
The song was released as part of her 25th anniversary celebration, which marked the anniversary of her solo debut and so her first song with the 17 Club.
This song marked the first collaboration between Shizuka Kimura and the singer-songwriter Ayaka. And this was the first song that Ayaka had worked on for another singer.
The song was used as one of the ending themes for the anime Fairy Tail, marking Shizuka's first collaboration with an anime series in 15 years, the last one being for Dragon Ball GT's ending theme Blue Velvet in 1997.
I have not watched Fairy Tail, but putting aside that, I really enjoyed this song. And the fact that Ayaka worked on this, I really want to hear a version with her vocals.
I'd heard about Fairy Tail. I don't think the song was that familiar to me prior to like researching for this episode though. But yeah, it is a great song, and you know, no discography is complete without making a couple anime soundtracks, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know, surprisingly enough, this, like, I think there are other songs that feel anime-like that I'm surprised aren't featured in anime. I think we're about to approach maybe one or two very shortly.
All right, guess we'll see. But before we get to that, we have another announcement to make. We're currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. Our next song is Yusha no Hata.
Oh.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just listened to Yusha no Hata. 11 years after Kimi ga Kureta Mono, Shizuka released her 43rd single, Yusha no Hata, or The Flag of the Brave. The single was released on June 30th of 2023, and it was chosen as the theme song for the season 23 of the drama The Woman of SRI, about a woman who is a forensic scientist for the Kyoto Police Department.
Originally, she had just a vague idea that she wanted to sing a song with a grand, beautiful melody, so she asked Takatsugu Muramatsu to compose it. She didn't originally intend to release it as a single, but when she listened to the demo, she felt it connected perfectly with her feelings and wanted everyone to receive it themselves.
It took her a while to concentrate on the lyrics. When she was on a plane to New York, a switch flipped and she wrote the lyrics and cried while everyone around her was asleep.
Crying while writing wasn't unusual for Shizuka Kimura. She said that she lets her emotions guide her as she writes the words, and she can get overwhelmed with emotion as the melody leads her to realize her true feelings. Usually the words need to be revised, but she felt like they came together smoothly for this song.
A tour was announced to celebrate the song's release. It began in July of 2023, and a special campaign was held to allow fans to watch a rehearsal.
Yeah. Okay, I know this was featured in a drama, but I will say that being an inspirational song, I'm surprised that this isn't an anime song.
I know, right? Whenever you see like the word Yusha in a title, which is like brave or hero, it just screams anime to me.
Yeah. Especially like, you know, we kind of touched on the fact that Shizuka Kimura wanted this song to have a grand, beautiful melody. And it's like, I mean, is there anything more grand and beautiful than the opening theme to an anime to sort of set the mood and keep audiences hyped up?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that's not the only song that should have been an anime opening theme. Before we get into the next song, though, we do have an announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. All right, going back to the episode proper, the song that I was alluding to that should have been an anime song, but surprisingly isn't, is Hagane no Mori.
We'll be right back.
That was Hagane no Mori. This song, known in English as Steel Forest, was released as part of Shizuka Kimura's album Beam, meaning refined and elegant, on the 30th of August 2017.
The album was released to celebrate the 30th anniversary of her solo debut and was her first original album in more than 12 years, with her last one releasing in 2005. Rin was her 17th album and was released on August 31st of 2017, the anniversary of her debut.
Along with the album, she announced her first national tour in several years in the fall of 2017.
When she discussed the album, she said that she wanted to include songs written from scratch to show her gratitude to the people who supported her. So the album is made up of unreleased and newly written songs.
Hagane no Mori was written by Shizuka's daughter, Koki, who was 14 years old at the time, and Shizuka wrote the lyrics.
Shizuka wrote the song to encourage herself and her fans. In an interview with Yahoo Japan, she said, "No matter what happens, time just keeps moving. So, no matter how hard you try, sometimes it's no good. And the more you struggle, the more you feel like you're sinking into a bottomless swamp. But instead of sinking and becoming dark, I think if you just believe there's always a future, things will look different. So, I wanted to tell people of all ages to look forward." That's a beautiful message.
Yep, definitely a beautiful message. And I think it's very fitting for an incredibly beautiful song that, yeah, again, I'm just surprised it hasn't really appeared in like a TV show or an anime. I guess I could say that a steel forest is a really interesting description for a cage. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I know, right? It is an interesting name. And I agree with the song is really powerful, right? Like the sound of the song. It does sound like something that gets you all hyped up before like an epic anime.
Yeah, I think when I read the lyrics of this song, the vibe that I gathered was that it was all about finding freedom and being free and anything to do with freedom, really. And so that's definitely a sort of mood that I associate with with anime.
Before we get to our last song, we have another announcement to make. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast, along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
And that's not all. In less than 2 weeks from now, Shana and Connor will be bringing you the latest Top 10 Countdown with the latest Japanese hits for the month of March of 2025.
And with that being said, we have our last song, Dōkoku.
Yeah.
You just listened to Dokoku. In January of 1993, Shizuka appeared in the TV drama A Return to Yesterday.
She performed the show's theme song, Dokoku, or Wailing in English, about a woman who has lost her love. The song was officially released in February of 1993, almost a month after the show's debut, marking her 18th single.
It debuted at number 1 on the Oricon Singles Chart and became her best-selling single, selling 939,000 copies, almost a million.
Yes, and definitely a lot more than a certain song we were thinking about, the Snail Samba. The song's success led to her performance at 1993's Kōhaku Utagassen, marking her 6th appearance.
In the summer of that same year, she held her first tour outside Japan, performing in Taipei, Hong Kong, and Singapore.
I mean, yeah, this song is exactly as it says on the title. Like, it's a very sad song.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting song to end this episode on.
Yeah, like, having said that, though, apparently this is like a really popular song to sing at karaoke.
I could see myself singing this at karaoke.
I guess it's also really interesting that for a sad song, it doesn't sound very sad. Like, it's very poppy about it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's just one of the type of sounds that Shizuka has, right?
Yeah, I think it's like the sound that she was best associated with at the time, I guess. But yeah, I also like to think it's probably a creative decision, you know, like pretending to be happy when things are not okay. Well, I think we have reached the end of our episode here, and in my previous episode with Andy on the Legend of Zelda, I did promise that I'd come up with like some jokes, especially this time about Shizuka Kimura. Bad news is I don't think there's a lot of material to come up with a good joke here other than Little Kiss, but I'll share my best joke that I that I could come up with in the few days since then. Okay, I think with our deep dive into this episode, I hope we've become like scholars or at least graduates from the school of Shizuka Kimura. Hopefully, people who have heard our explanation of graduation should get that joke.
Interesting, yeah. Your jokes definitely adds something to the episode.
That was terrible, I know. Yeah, I think I'm just coming up empty, especially on this one. But hopefully, there'll be a next time. But you know what, bad jokes aside, I think it's time to end the episode for realsies.
Thank you so much for listening, then, and thank you, Brenton, for your jokes. It's been an amazing episode for me, really fun.
Yes.
Definitely a glimpse into a style that I don't listen to as often, but certainly appreciate.
Yes, and thanks to you, Kaze, for joining me on this this deep dive, and you, the listener, for tuning in. See you next time.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.